a Christian evolutionist. Now, can it be?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Creation Magazine. Ken, I've met Christians who claim they can believe in both evolution and the Bible, but can they really take such a position consistently?
Whenever I've had a person confront me about this, I point out how inconsistent it is to hold to Christian doctrines but not believe in a literal Genesis. I show them the Apostle Paul's writings in the New Testament. He quotes from Genesis as literal history in the books of Romans and Corinthians in order to establish the doctrine of sin and why Jesus died on the cross. In fact, Jesus Christ himself, in Matthew, quotes from Genesis chapters 1 and 2 when teaching about the doctrine of marriage, that it's one man for one woman. By the way, there's not one biblical doctrine of theology that doesn't have its foundation, directly or indirectly, in the literal events of Genesis. If the first 11 chapters of Genesis aren't literally true, then all Christian doctrine would be founded on myth or allegory. Thus, anyone could determine what meaning they wanted for any doctrine, like sin or marriage. There'd be no absolutes, and truth would be just relative. Can Christians believe in evolution? Well, to accept evolution is to destroy the foundation of Christian doctrines, which have their origins in the literal events of Genesis.
Read Ken Ham's new free booklet on the history of the world, according to the Bible, not the evolution story. It's fascinating reading when you go to our website, answersradio.com.